Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level 3 has begun, begun, begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency, SiriusXM Channel 159, the loudest station in the nation, and Sports Grid Radio Networks. We're kicking it. We're throwing it down here. Another nice night of winning bets on the program. It was another plus and positive night. That's all that matters, actually. Right? We all get mad, and we can talk about this and that, and I wish I would have bet this, and I could have bet more. Trust me, I've been there, and you know this is we'll go into a gambling 101 here right now, for younger people tuning in, and everybody has a different approach, right? Everybody has a different approach to this stuff. My biggest problem over the years was I used to get mad all the time. I was always mad, right? I was always mad about like, oh, I should have bet more on this. I won. I could have done. I didn't do this. I could have done. You know, could have, should have, would have type of thing, and. Too many times, like basically, I still swing for the fences too often, but there's a bit, I have a more of a method to my madness now. But like I used to just try to like crush it every night. You know what I mean? I'd be like, nah, I'm trying to win like $10,000 tonight. You know what I mean? Like every day I'd sort of be like, yeah, I got to win a lot. Like, you know, I got to like something real here. Let's have a nice night for real, real. And you're always just sort of chasing something, right? As opposed, sort of like being a baseball player, like trying to hit a home run all the time. It really is. Like, betting is a lot like baseball. It's the same thing. You can correlate sports betting and sports themselves a lot. And in betting, if you're trying to hit a home run all the time, like, there's no such thing as a six-run home run, right? You got a grand slam, but even a grand slam, you got to let it come to you. Like, they asked Mookie Betts about hitting home runs, and he said, I don't think about hitting home runs. I just sort of, you know, hit the ball, and, you know, it goes over the wall. Right? Like, if you start thinking about it, he said, and he's not the biggest home run hitter, but you know what I mean? Still can hit a home run. And Mookie Betts said, if I start thinking about hitting home runs, I'll pop out. And, you know, that's the thing. It's like driving a golf ball. You try to smoke it off the tee, that first drive, oh, I'm going to smoke this. Yeah, you're going to smoke it into the woods. Right? It's that whole sort of thing. It's sort of like stock investing. Any day, a positive is a good day. I swear to God, whether you made $7, $17, $700, or $7,000. You know, it's a good day, right? If you made money, you know what I mean? It's like any business you're in. Now, obviously, if you're making, you know, $10 a day betting every day, then whatever. You got to adjust, you know, your approach, right? But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get in trouble if you know what I mean? If you're winning money every day, right? That's the whole thing. And, you know, and if you have a bad day, don't panic and don't flip out. You know, that's one thing I'm much better at now, too. If I have a bad day, I'm able to shake it off. You know what I mean? No problem. You just shake it off. And I'll just sort of tell myself, it's like, all right, I just lost $1,200 tonight. It'll take me two nights, right? And then you sort of like, I'll get it back, right? But you don't try to get it all back at once. It'd be sort of like, I'll chip away, we'll get back to where we were. It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency, the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio Network. We're kicking it on the Sports Grid Radio Networks, but you already know that. We were just talking about parlays and betting. And you know what? Giving a little betting advice. And I was just talking. It sounds simple, but don't try to crush it every night. Don't swing for the fences every night. Be happy with the small profit you made and move on. It's not easy to win money investing. It's not easy to make money in this world, you know, just with your brain. You know what I mean? Sitting there and saying, all right, give me a computer. I'm going to make money here right now. So any dollars that you make, it's a good day. It's a good day. Now, we can't all be like the dude that won at FanDuel last night. I want to get to this. We talked about it on a TV show earlier, but we haven't gotten to it on the show tonight here. A guy last night, and it's documented, it's a true story, documented by FanDuel. And they won $532,000. A 23-team parlay. A 23-team parlay. Kansas minus 12.5. Alabama money line. Boise State money line. Fresno State minus 7.5. Utah State minus 12.5. St. Louis plus 11 was a push. I could go on. He had 23 bets. 23. Unbelievable. $1.10 paid $532,000. And this is a classic, like, you got to be kidding me. Like, if you would have put $5 on this, you would have won $2.5 million, bro. And that's the way, like, the gambler thinks. That's the way I'm thinking. I'm like, I would have been actually mad. Like, I'd be the only person that would ever win $532,000 and, like, flip the table. Like, I really would. Because I know I could buy a new table because I just won $500,000. So, I'm not kidding. Like, I would start smashing things. Like, you know what I mean? You know, like the gif of, what's the guy's name? Jonah Hill. Is that his name? I think the actor. Good actor. You know, in the movie War Dogs, when they you guys came in with the lowest bid. He's like, yeah, by how much? He goes, you just saved us. And he found out he could have made like an extra $80 million or whatever. It's that gif. He's just sort of sitting there and he puts his hand like, just sort of calmly. Like, I'd be thinking, I'd be like, bro, I put a dollar on this. If I would have put five, I would have won $2.5 million. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and...
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
More. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. It's the Thursday Night Throwdown. SiriusXM Channel 159. I'm on your 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to our other AM radio affiliates and, of course, the Armed Forces Radio Network. The Big E, Eric Cohen, the real Eric Cohen, steps up and in our former colleague in the old HSR Score Television Network days. Breaking it down now. TSN, TSN Edge. Cohen, what's the winning edge tonight? Let's do this thing. Always a pleasure, Cohen. How you doing?
Always great to be on with you, Gabe. Looking forward to talking some puck.
Well, I tell you what, Cohen, you know, it wasn't a must-win situation for the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight, but the Natives were getting restless. I've noticed Twitter's been lighting them up over the last couple of weeks. There has been some telltale signs and some red flags about the Leafs' play as of late, but I just sort of attribute it to the dog days of winter, so to speak, right? You know, I mean, it's a long season, and they're not going to be remembered for what happened in February. They're going to remember what happened in the springtime. But with that being stated, the media was starting to get on them, and the fans were starting to get on them. Would have been a four-game losing streak. It was a close game tonight, but they stepped up. They get it done, 3-1 win against the Minnesota Wild.
You know what? When you look at the big picture, it's really crazy because you mentioned it. The Leafs could go 82-0 this year. And really, at the end of the day, all that would matter would be if they won their first playoff series since 2004. You know, they've gone 17 straight years without winning a playoff round. That is the story. So if the Leafs win, 10-0 or lose 8-2 in February or March, it really doesn't matter. I mean, do we remember any of the games last year when Toronto kicked the crap out of teams of the regular season? No. What we remember is they blew a 3-1 lead in the playoffs to Montreal. And it's the exact, I mean, listen, we're in the sports business. So we need things to talk about every day. So we got to talk about Tavares is struggling. We got to talk about Campbell is struggling. We got to talk about how awesome Austin Matthews is. We have to talk about all these things. But at the end of the day, when the Leafs play game one of their playoff series, that's what's going to define their season. Can they win a playoff round? And unfortunately for the Maple Leafs, they're going to have a really good first round opponent.
And we said the same thing about the Buffalo Bills. Remember during regular season, Cone? It's like, right. Yeah, who cares? I remember we spoke after the Jacksonville game. I was bothered. I was like, yeah, it sucked. But what did I say exactly? I said, they're going to be remembered for what happens. You got to get to the playoffs, but I get it. Like you said, people get caught up in it. And look, when Josh Allen scored with 13 seconds left, right, when he threw the touchdown pass or Davis scored, et cetera, none of us were thinking about that Jags game. it's like, oh, my God, they scored. We're going to win. It's like, no, yeah. No.
I was seeing today some Bills players were asked about, I guess, the last 13 seconds. They won't even talk about it. They're saying we won't even speak about it. We'll come back next year, but we don't want to talk about the last.
I like it. No, it's true. We'll get into some NFL in a couple of minutes. But there are similarities between the Bills and the Leafs, and in a lot of other franchises. But the Bills and the Leafs are both all right. You prove you can win in a regular season. All right, right. Yeah, you can go to Pro Bowls. You can go to All-Star games. Fine. We know this. You've got to win. Can you win? Can you get to the championship? But the Bills have taken those steps. Remember the Toronto Raptors? I remember when Lewis Scola was on the Raptors. I vividly remember him saying, because somebody asked him, they said, oh, what a great season. You guys won 56 games. And he said the same thing. He goes, doesn't matter. He said, well, so what? He said, last year we won 54, 52. he said, what matters is what we do in the playoffs. And even the players, that's why the players get it. The media wants to make, a big deal about every regular season game. I get it, especially in Toronto in that market. But one thing I will say about Austin Matthews and the Leafs in the past, right? They don't, the forecheck, backcheck, paycheck stuff. They don't really get that, right?
Right.
But, and you don't just develop those habits and say, all right, now I'm going to forecheck, and now I'm going to backcheck, and now I'm going to block shots, and now I'm going to do all this stuff. You got to do it and be good at it going into the playoffs. But I did like the goal tonight. The game is 1-1. Austin Matthews steals the puck, Cohen.
Yep.
Right? Defensive play. A lot of other times he just would have sort of coasted back. But no, he skated hard, got the puck back, and ends up scoring a goal. That's leadership right there. That's the type of stuff that you need to win a Stanley Cup, Cohen. But not just once against the Wild. You need that all the time.
you're 100% right. Listen, last year Matthews and Marner had incredible regular seasons. And then they were MIA in the Montreal series, and it'll haunt them until they start winning in the playoffs. Because again, that's what people care about. And Austin Matthews, listen, no, he leads the league in goals scored. He's a hot pick right now for the Hart Trophy. He's having an incredible season, and I love Austin Matthews. But again, I have to see this in the playoffs for him. I have to see the effort we saw on the 2-1 goal tonight against Minnesota in the playoffs. It's just the bottom line. I mean, there's just no... John Tavares can go 30 games and not score in the regular season. If he scores a game winner in game 7 against Tampa Bay, that's what I'll care about, right? That's what's important for this team. And I think they know that, and I think they understand that, and they understand what the big picture is. And it's funny because you mentioned the Raptors, and before the Raptors won the championship, my memories of the Raptors, you know what they were? Losing 10 straight playoff games to Cleveland and LeBron, getting swept by Washington, Cancun, goodbye.
Winning erases all of it.
Right. And once they won.
People in Toronto used to hate Kyle Lowry.
That's right.
I used to defend them, and I was like, you guys don't appreciate them. They hated DeMar DeRozan. Remember, they're chokers. They don't play well at the big games. They can't win a playoff series.
Once they won the championship, the whole narrative changed, and that's the same story for the Leafs.
Yeah, look at DeMar now. DeMar's like breaking Will Chamberlain records.
In Chicago. Yeah, he's
MVP candidate. Kyle Lowry went from, Kyle Lowry's overrated in Toronto, to the greatest point guard ever. Oh, Miami, you're going to win the title. Now they have Kyle Lowry.
Right.
It's like, well, he was great with Toronto, too. But no.
But all, that, thing, All that being said, Gabe, at least Kawhi Leonard hasn't done much of anything since leaving here.
That's the best. That's the best poetic justice of them all. He's got a nice house, good for him, but that's it. And the Raptors are better, and they will be better. You know what I mean? You're bang on with that. The big ear, calling kid, what is I am, Gabriel Morenci. So I broke the news to the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, today on TV. And, you know, we haven't talked about playoff matchups yet. Mm-hmm. Right? We weren't like, all right, this team's going to play that team. And we were watching a Ranger game tonight, and it was brought up the Rangers would play the Penguins. Yep. And one of our co-hosts, a Penguin guy. So we were like, oh, Rangers-Penguins, you know, looks like the matchup in the playoffs. Great series. Mm-hmm. And then I went over all the playoff matchups, and I brought up the Toronto Maple Leafs playing the Tampa Bay Lightning. And Cam started flipping out, like, for real. He's like, no. And I'm like, what, am I reading the standings wrong? I was like, yeah, Cam, it's Tampa and Toronto. And I said, if the playoffs started today, it's Tampa and Toronto. Listen, the NHL playoff format is whack, bro. But Cam was, like, unaware. He's like, what do you mean it's the Lightning? I said, in the first round, it's the Lightning, bro. 2-3. We went over the format. 2-3. The NHL playoff format sucks. Like, come on. Like, this it's beyond ridiculous that the best teams play each other. The Leafs, how the hell do you get rewarded with playing the Lightning in the first round, Cohen?
That's what happens when there's three good teams in one. Well, in the Leafs' case, four good teams in one division. You include Boston there. Boston will probably be a wild card team. But that's the way it is, and that's what sucks for Toronto, is that for Toronto to, you know, move on the playoffs, they'll have to beat Florida and Tampa Bay. That's just the way it is. And, you know, you're going to have to, I guess, beat those teams somewhere.
If you beat Tampa, then you get cruising. You sort of get it out of the way. And look, Edmonton are in a similar situation, bro. They would get Colorado.
Well, you know, Edmonton just got to get into the playoffs to begin with. You're right. But right now, Edmonton being the four seed in their division, they would be a wild card team.
Yeah, exactly.
Colorado.
Yeah, the one plays the wild cards, and then the two play the threes, right?
Right. That's right. But, you know, for the Leafs, that's why it really sucks what happened in the last 2 years.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
They had opportunities against two inferior teams last year, Montreal, the year before Columbus, and they chose.
Last year was the setup for them. They had to do it. It was like, listen, you can bounce right into the semifinals if you get out of this thing, right?
Right.
The Big E, Eric Cohen, Kate Willis, more on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The picks, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it to Big E, Eric Cohen, throwing it down with us. TSN Edge in the house. Sirius XM channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. And, of course, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. We'll get into some NFL talk in a couple of moments. But just for the record, looking at the NHL playoff matchups, as we mentioned, it's a unique format that they have. The top three teams in each division make the playoffs. And then there's two wild cards. The two teams with the most points also get in. So as it is right now, we talked about the Tampa Bay Lightning, the two-time Stanley Cup champion, defending Stanley Cup champion. Tampa Bay Lightning would play the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's bad news for the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Boston Bruins would play the Florida Panthers. Carolina Hurricanes and the Washington Capitals. Pittsburgh Penguins and the New York Rangers. Western Conference. Calgary Flames and the Nashville Predators, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, which would be interesting. And they played, actually, years ago, if you remember, in the playoffs, and it was pretty hostile.
Vegas beat them in their expansion year when they played.
The Kings got screwed on every call, if you remember.
That's right.
Like, Vegas would run over Jonathan Quick, And it just skated by plus Marc-Andre Fleury. No goal, no interference. I remember it was one controversial call after another against the Kings.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the coming out party for Vegas. It was their first.
Man, I remember you getting mad about it. Yeah, we'll see what happens in a couple of years. Hey, what an expansion team this team. It just popped up and you get Edmonton against Colorado and then St. Louis, Minnesota. What do you think about the matchups as they are right now? Anything catch your eye as far as I'm going to hammer that team?
Yeah, you know what? Value-wise, personally, I like the Rangers. I agree. I don't believe in the Penguins, and I think, they're starting to come down to earth. They had a really hot start. They had a 10-game winning streak earlier this year. But if you look at them now, they got throttled by New Jersey tonight. They haven't played very well in a few weeks. And to me, I think Shesterkin's the real deal. I don't think Tristan Jarry's the real deal. So I think the Rangers have the edge in goal. I think the Rangers, obviously the Penguins are the big names with Crosby and Malkin and Gensel on the tank. I like the Rangers' talent better. You give me, Panarin and I just feel like the Rangers, they're younger. Fox is a stud in the blue line, the Penguins have been chokers in the playoffs. You look at them the last couple of years, they haven't got out of the first round either. They lost Islanders last year, got swept by the Islanders a couple of years ago. The Habs upset them a couple of years ago in the first round. I think the Rangers, and they might be an underdog in that series. I think, especially right now, they're in much better form than Pittsburgh. I like New York in that series.
I tell you what, I agree with everything you said. Yeah, we were talking about this series earlier tonight when the game was on In-Game Live, SiriusXM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. Of course, we're on live at 6 o'clock Eastern with all the best bets, and then we rage about them at midnight Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific. But, yeah, we said, Pittsburgh will probably be a minus 130, minus 140 favorite in that series. And the thing is, Colin, the Rangers, these guys are built for the playoffs. They play playoff-style hockey nightly, talking about how teams, you see the same thing in the NBA. Oh, it's the playoffs, we're going to try to play defense. Well, just because you try to play defense doesn't mean you're going to be good at it. You know what I mean? You're going to be good at it if you actually do it all year. And the Rangers have played. You saw their win tonight, bro. It was playoff-style hockey. These guys play playoff-style hockey. They're much more physical. They learned their lesson when Wilson started thrashing Panarin. And they were like, we're getting grittier. We're getting tougher. We're not getting pushed around anymore. Their goaltending is second to none. Shesterkin right now. The guy, give him the Vezina. I think he can win the Vezina right now. And they're winning close games too, Colton. They're good in one-goal games. This team is built for the playoffs, the Rangers.
So I'm going to ask you, because you're a gambler. This didn't make any sense to me. The Rangers tonight were a pick'em in that game against Washington. I couldn't understand the line for the life of me. New York's point percentage this year is .696. Washington's is .613. So New York is almost basically 100 points better. New York was at home, and the game was a pick'em. And Shesterkin started. It made no sense. I thought it was a mistake. I'm like,
people aren't buying in.
Why is New York not favored in this game? So I played the Rangers. I won it pretty easily. But the Rangers are disrespected by odds makers. Nobody thinks they're for real.
20-1 to win the cup right now.
Yeah, if you watch them play and you look at the talent, I know that, the Rangers haven't been good in a long time, right? Last year, it was a couple of years ago, they sent the letter to their season ticket holders. We're going through a rebuild. Sorry, guys. They cleaned house last year. They brought in Gerard Gallant, who's a great coach. I love Gerard Gallant. I think he's outstanding behind the bench this year. That team's for real, and you get value with them on the prices because, tonight's line was ludicrous. The better team was at home and was not favored. It made no sense. I like the Rangers, and I'll keep cashing tickets with them.
The Big E, Eric Cohen, kicking it with us. All right, Cohen, let's get into the National Football League. Aaron Rodgers, that's one thing we're lucky here, Cohen. You've got to tune into our network, Pat McAfee Show, of course, right here on the grid. And SiriusXM Channel 159, we throw it down. And Aaron Rodgers every week with his weekly drama and stuff like that. And, of course, his Instagram post the other night. I'm kind of tired of it, to be honest with you. I'm past tired of it, but it's out there. I'm more interested in the other quarterbacks. And you and I, we have both been terrorized by the guy. I don't think he's done, Cohen, Tom Brady. He never really retired. He just didn't want to play for Tampa anymore. I really do believe there's a legitimate possibility that Tom Brady ends up with the San Francisco 49ers. I think that can happen. And I've always been under the belief that Deshaun Watson, the deal will happen before the draft. And there were reports today, Cole, and various media outlets are reporting that the calls have begun and there are teams willing to take the chance now with Deshaun Watson, that they're not going to wait for the decision, but they're sort of trying to get a better deal by saying, hey, listen, we're taking a chance by doing this now. We're not going to give you three first rounders. We're taking a chance by doing this now, but we will trade for him if you want. And I buy in. I think there's numerous teams, Cohen. I don't think the NFL, these teams don't care about backlash or anything like that. Anyways, he hasn't even committed a crime. I don't think he's going to get charged criminally with anything. I think he gets suspended for a month or four games or whatever happens. I don't even know. He didn't even get suspended this year. So
right.
I do believe, Cohen, that Deshaun Watson's getting dealt. And I threw it out there last week. I throw it out there again to you. I stand by it. I think the Carolina Panthers and the Philadelphia Eagles are the front runners for Deshaun Watson.
Carolina makes, I think, the most sense. They've got nothing. They don't believe in Sam Darnold. Obviously, Cam Newton's done. So they really don't have another option. Philadelphia, I think Jalen Hurts had a pretty decent year last year. I don't know if they're that sour on him yet.
They're also not married to him. Right. It's one of those type of deals. Not a first-round pick. New coach came in here. Let's remember, Cohen, and listen, I'm not throwing Jalen Hurts under the bus. I'm just stating, you bring Deshaun Watson in with that roster and stuff, suddenly you're competing. You can win that division. You know what I mean? He's better than Jalen Hurts. Let's just be real.
Of course he's better than Jalen Hurts, but it's funny because you look at how well the Eagles did in the Carson Wentz trade, right? They rid themselves of the Wentz contract.
Yeah, now the Colts already realized that he sucks.
So what's funny is that the Eagles got rid of the contract. They got assets, a first-round pick.
You're right.
And then they went and made the playoffs with Jalen Hurts, and the Colts missed the playoffs with Carson Wentz. And after 1 year with Wentz, they're trying to figure out how to get rid of him. So, I think it's pretty clear who won that deal.
The thing with Wentz was Philadelphia never thought it was going to implode the way that it did. They were like, listen, the guy gets hurt a lot. Let's just draft a backup quarterback, right? And then Wentz's feelings got hurt. He got hurt, and it just imploded quickly. Peterson was caught in the middle and said, I'm sick and tired of dealing with this. You're putting me in an impossible situation. But let's be real, Cohen. Remember earlier in the year, Sirianni wanted to throw the ball, bro. He was like, he refused to run. Like, Miles Sanders fantasy owners were flipping. It was like, come on, dude. Like, you don't even try to run the ball. And then he did run the ball, but the reason he ran the ball is because Hurts couldn't fully run his offense.
Right.
So let's be real about that, right? About, yeah, like, it was okay. And I like Hurts. I'm not throwing him under the bus, but look, the Rams went to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. They still made a quarterback change and ended up winning the Super Bowl, right? Like, you can always get better, Cohen.
It's a good point. I feel like Carolina's got, like, what the hell's Carolina got at quarterback?
Oh, they better get something. Yeah, like,
right. They got nothing. Pittsburgh's also an interesting.
Because I feel Jimmy G's going to end up in Pittsburgh for some reason.
Well, the Niners want a first-round pick for Garoppolo. Like, so I don't know who's going to give him that.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Right. Like,
he makes a lot of money, right? So it's like, dude, we're eating a lot of money here, like, bringing this guy in. Like,
when Garoppolo signed, he was the highest paid quarterback in the league when he signed his contract.
What do you think? We got about a minute left here, Cone. What do you think of Aaron Rodgers? What do you think he's going to do?
Green Bay. I remember
how he's going to come back. He's going to stay.
Didn't we have the exact same conversation last year at this time in the offseason? And I said, what the hell's going on in Green Bay? And you're like, Rodgers will be back.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't, but exactly.
Yeah, and they're both back and they win the division. I don't think, if you look at the odds, Green Bay is by far the favorite to where he's going to play next year. I mean, it's a cryptic Instagram post that he had, but I don't think he's going anywhere. As far as Deshaun Watson, I think, Carolina makes sense. What's Denver going to do at quarterback?
They got to do something.
Right. And I guess you mentioned Pittsburgh. They got to do something, too. So there's a few teams. I mean, Pittsburgh can't possibly go into this year with Mason Rudolph as their quarterback in that division, right? They need something.
Not if they want to compete.
I'll
tell you that. Not if they want to compete. All right, Cohen, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for stepping up and joining us. We'll catch up with you next week. We'll talk more NFL futures, NFL.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Draft around the corner, and of course, the combine. The Big E, Eric Cohen. Always a pleasure, Cohen.
All right, take care, Gabe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah, it's all set. They got the bug boy out.
The bug boy?
Yeah. The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're gonna break his maiden.
Really? Yeah, but it's a little slow out there. It rained last night.
Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born to slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
Oh, yeah. Let's do the Big E, Eric Cohen. Let's do this thing. NHL playoffs. We were talking earlier about like the parlay 23-0. It was a great run. I went 21-0 live on the air about, about 12 years ago or something. It was a Mac football night. I went 21-0. I won like $7,500 or $7,700. And I was mad I didn't win more after. I was limited. I could only get in five, whatever. It was whatever. So we talked about it earlier. So we're just thinking about you know, going on these runs, talking about the 23 team banger that the buddy hit for $1. $1.10 paid $532,000 at FanDuel last night. That's a serious parlay right there, isn't it? I have a hard enough time hitting a two-team banger. But we did do well this evening. We've been just chipping away. Like I said, we've had a chip-away attitude. Basically, I bet a lot, right? So I'm throwing a lot of action out there. I'm a pretty high-volume bettor. There's higher volume than me. Some people are insane. Like, some people are just like, wow. I just sort of go in waves. I sort of attack it. So it's like, all right, I'm like, you know, tonight I had like one or two bets at 7 o'clock Eastern. And then suddenly I had like 19 going at 9 o'clock. Right? It was one of those deals. If I like the board, I like the board. If I don't like the board, I don't like the board. I won't play. You'll notice that with hockey with me. Sometimes I'll have four NHL picks. Sometimes I won't have any. You know, it's one of those deals. We've been in an NHL groove this week in game. We've been doing pretty well. But for the degenerates like SCO and Michigan, the Australian Basketball League, listen, that's a league that I used to bet a lot, and it's an acceptable league to bet on. I think betting on the Filipino League is a little bit, it's a bridge too far. Like right now, Rain or Shine are playing. Anytime you're betting on a team called Rain or Shine, you got a problem. Man, their opponent, though, is a great name, huh? The Road Warriors. Man, I just said you can't bet on this stuff. Now I'm looking at this. I'm like, really? Maybe I should lay the points. But no. Yeah, there's a limit to this stuff. But, hey, listen, World Cup qualification, that's real basketball. We got India and the Philippines. Speaking of the Philippines, India and the Philippines. So was it last night we were on and India was getting 1,000,000 points against New Zealand? What was the final score of that game? Oh, I had something to talk about Deshaun Watson I wanted to get to, but let's do some late night betting here. We're on a 4-0 run on this show, so beware. As far as this week, live in-game picks and stuff like that, we're on a 4-0 run. Is there any cricket, speaking of which? Like, let's observe the board here. Because I'll just tell you right now, we got India and the Philippines. They're tipping off in a couple of minutes, in 17 minutes. When we end the show, they're tipping off. At least I think they are. I don't know. I'm confused with the time zones and stuff, but it's coming up. It's coming up next. India and the Philippines. As someone that bets the Filipino Basketball League, they shouldn't be favored by 34.5 points against anybody, including India. Come on, India, man. You got like a 2 billion people there, don't you? Like, can't you? How about, you know, come on. You got to be better than this. you got to be better. All right, India. What happened in this game last night? All right, Oceania, that's right. New Zealand. All right, New Zealand and India. What was the final score? The hell? No, I don't want the New Zealand League. I want the national team. The Indian national team. What the hell was the final score here? Normally, I'm fast at finding this stuff. I'm going to snap. What kind of world is this when I can't get an India-New Zealand score quickly? New Zealand basketball. I just want to see what they ended up losing by. I think New Zealand is better. All right, here we go. I think New Zealand is better than the Philippines are. All right, so here we go. They beat them 101-46 last night. So it was 101-46. What is that? They beat them by... Well, they beat them by 55 points. They smoked them. All right, they smoked them. 101-46. So what are the Philippines? What are the Philippines doing here? This is some real late night D-gen action here. I blame Sko and Michigan for this. I wouldn't be doing this. I'm doing this for his benefit. All right, I don't know. The Philippines and South Korea got canceled last night. They didn't play. This is the first game for the Philippines in a tournament. All right, you know what? We're going to do it. We're putting our mark. We're going to put the mark on the line. Man, this is a D-gen pick. But let's see. Do we go with India plus 34.5? Or do we go with India in the first half? What are we getting with the Indians in the first half here? Not the Cleveland Indians, the real Indians. All right, first half. Imagine calling your bookie. Give me the Indians. Who? I said the Indians. India. India, you idiot. I always just got to laugh out of that. Like, there's this team, you know what I mean? Like, the Cleveland Indians. People panic about the name. And there's a team in Mumbai called the Mumbai Indians. Except they're actually Indians, right? That's the difference. That's why, like, the Cleveland Indians, they should change their name. I agree, they should. What are they called now? The Guardians. God, that's lame. Like, what the hell's wrong with you people anyways? Like, seriously, you changed the Washington team name to the Commanders, which just sucks. Let's just call it out for what it is. The Commanders sucks. The Washington football team was a better name than the Commanders. And the Cleveland Guardians, I don't know, what is there, a bridge or something? Like, there's a guardian overlooking the city? Whatever, man. Should have called yourself the Cleveland Spiders, like the old days. That would have been cool, the Spiders. Get a spider on the hat. All right, India are getting 18.5 in the first half, or 34.5 in the game. We're going to go with India. Game. 34.5. Because if we get blown out a little bit in the first half, like I said, the Philippines are good. They play basketball. Their pro league is good and stuff. I think New Zealand's better than they are. But we're not going to go crazy on this. You know, we're not putting a massive amount on it. But, man, this is something. Like, you want to tell your buddies how hardcore you? How about this one? South Sudan versus Rwanda. My God. South Sudan versus Rwanda. South Sudan are -2.5. I like the Sudanese here, Matthias. They're tall. You know what I mean? They're tall.
I'd imagine they're more athletic as well.
Well, I don't know. Rwanda's pretty, I don't know. It's a battle. I got to tell you, it's going to be a battle in the paint. But, you know, South Sudan -2.5. That's some hardcore stuff. You bet on that. Then we got Israel versus Germany. Dear God, this tournament. Israel and Germany. Israel's minus. Actually, you know what? I said South Sudan is -2.5. That's the first half line. My bad. It's the first half. Let me get the correct line up here. As crazy as this is, I almost feel compelled to bet every one of these games right now. I really do. All right. We're going to go with India plus 34.5. South Sudan. I knew South Sudan was the play. It was 2.5, but it's really 5.5 in the game. All right, we'll lay the 5.5 with South Sudan. Israel are -4.5 against Germany. I disagree with Matthias. I'm going to go with the Israelis. The Israeli Basketball League is probably like the third best league in the world. Like, you've got, you know what I mean? You've got the, well, you know, you got the G League and stuff, but I'm talking about the Euro Leagues. Like, you've got the actual Euro Super League, which is badass with the top teams, but after that, the Israeli League is top tier, man. Like, it probably, I'm thinking off the top of my head right now, like, of all these leagues. Like, the Israeli League, which they smoked the German League. The Turkish League is very good. The Turkish League is one of the better ones as well. That's where, like, Luka Doncic came from, the Euro League, right? Like, he won the championship, actually, and he was the point guard as a teenager, right? Yeah, I think he was a 19 type thing. But, like, that's why Doncic can ball. Like, the guys that come from the Euro League, you'll notice they're better than the NCAA players are. Like, they're way more ready to play in the NBA than an NCAA guy is. Like, the Euro League is a badass league. And the Israelis are one of the top teams in the Euro League, right? It's sort of think like the Champs League in soccer and stuff. Like, it's the top tier teams from each country. And Israel are really good. Israel, man, I've taken Israel. Like, Maccabi Tel Aviv. And some of these teams, man, when they play the NBA teams, I've taken them, Matthias, in the preseason. You get Tel Aviv plus like 27.5 against the Sacramento Kings and stuff, and you cover. It's good stuff. Like,
for
the Israeli.
For a second, I thought you meant they were going to beat the Sacramento Kings. I'm like, not a snowball chance in hell.
Nah, you know what? What's the name of the team? Maccabi Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv basketball. Yeah, Maccabi Tel Aviv. Yeah, basketball. Basketball versus NBA. I think they might have won once. They did. They beat the Washington Bullets when they were called the Bullets. They beat the Toronto Raptors as well. They beat the Raptors. I remember they played the Raptors again years later, and the Raptors smoked them because the Raptors weren't happy they lost to them. It was a preseason game, right? So, like, it's preseason for the NBA teams, but these Euro teams, the Israeli teams, take it seriously, man. And they beat Washington 98-97. They beat the Raptors 105-103. You see what I'm saying with this? Like, they can ball, bro. Like, they catch teams off guard, man. They gave the Bucks. I think it was the Bucks, man. Like, they gave the Bucks all they can handle a couple of years ago. I like to see their record against NBA teams. It's the same thing, Matthias.
You know what? I changed my mind. I'm not going with the Germans because, wait a second, the Germans don't even have all their guys, man. You don't got Franz Wagner. You don't got Mo Wagner. You know, who do the Germans have right now if they, you know, if all their stars?
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Exactly. And the top Israeli guys are not in the NBA. There's one guy, that got drafted this year. You know what I mean? There's no, you know what I mean? Like, you know, there's a couple of Jewish guys in the league, but, like, you know what I mean? They don't, so, like, the Israeli guys are playing. What? It's true. I'm saying, like, how many Jewish players are there in the NBA? How many? Amari Stoudemire, but he converted. How many Jewish players? India, it's a weird segment. I wasn't planning on all this. All started because of the India game. I just found a website, Jews in Sports, NBA. Yeah, I remember Dolph Shays, Amari Stoudemire. The great Larry Brown, coach. He's Jewish. Israel's going to win. Israel beats Germany. Our pick's on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's end the show with a bunch of crazy-ass picks here. People ask me about the NBL and Australia. Yeah, I used to bet that league religiously and follow it all the time. I'm a New Zealand Breaker fan, but I don't bet it. It's an erratic league. I like the international stuff. So I'm going with India plus 34.5, South Sudan minus 5.5, Israel minus 4.5, Congo versus Kenya. I'm going to go with Congo. I'm going to go with Congo in honor of our boy Serge Ibaka. I'm going with Congo. Ooh, Greece and Turkey. That's a good game, but that's in the morning. That's a real game right there. Greece is another one. The Greek league is very good. Greece are good. Greece and Turkey. I lean with the Turks, though, plus 6.5 here. Plus 6.5 in that game. That's in the morning. I'll post. Then we got Finland, Slovenia, Estonia, Poland. Everybody's playing. USA's playing, too. They're not. They're up tomorrow night next up. Canada's playing, I think, the Dominican Republic on Friday night / Saturday morning type deal. We'll get into this. So for you hardcore degens, and we're pretty good at this international stuff, so I'm putting money on it myself. I'm not just throwing it out here. I'm going to bet it. India plus 34.5. South Sudan minus 5.5. Israel minus 4.5. And the Democratic Republic of Congo minus 5.5 versus Kenya. Oh, yeah. Now we're living. Now you're living. You tell your grandchildren. What did you do when you were younger? I used to bet on South Sudan basketball, son. Let's go, South Sudan. All right. Click here. Democratic Republic. I don't know how democratic it is, but I don't want to start a war or anything. I'm just saying. I'm not sure how democratic it is, but nevertheless, I'm laying to 5.5. India plus 34.5. South Sudan minus 5.5. Israel minus 4.5. Congo minus 5.5. Let's get it. Let's get busy. Other than that, you're on your own later.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.